Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from Ramat Beit Shemesh with the Heiliga Mevaseret alumni, Rabbeinu Knobel, Rabbeinu Schmelz, Rabbeinu Ben Arosh, and Ozzie Kimmel. He gets his first name in there because you might have had a havamina that was Baruch Kimmel, or Shia Kimmel, or Shlomi Fafel Kimmel. We are in the middle of Sif Dalid and Shin Yud Ches, Hilchus Bishul. What an exciting time. As you all know, these are like the Rosh Hashiva's favorite sugyas, Hilchus Shabbos. He could also be a Yomi guy if he wanted to. We are in the middle of Sif Dalid, and we had just seen the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like those we've shown in that old Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Belach. He says, Tafshel Shin is Basel called Tzorcho, Yesh Bo Shum Mishum Bishul in its Tane. Once it cools down, and the Shulchan Aruch Shita is, once it goes under Yad, so let us go. There's already going to be Bishul if you reheat it. So even if you follow all the requirements of Chazara, if the liquid of the chont goes down under Yad So lettuce bow, boom! You put it back. Let's say you move it on the blech away from the fire and it goes under Yad So lettuce bow and you move it back towards the fire. Bishul ben Atayr if it goes back up to Yad So lettuce bow. Stay down for a long, long time. And now we are up to the Ramah, where the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrin, Dafka im itztamek v'yofalo. Specifically, when do we say, according to the Yesh Omrin, they say the only time we say Yesh Bishul achar Bishul belach, will be Bishul achar Bishul after the liquid has already been cooked, is only if, after it goes down, it gets cooked up again in a way that it improves the food. But if it doesn't improve the food, if the chont's not going to be better when it's reheated, according to this Yesh Omrin, even if it went under Yatsa lettuce boat, there will not be a Bishul Acha Bishul. And we are up to Sif Katan Chaf Hey, the Yafalo Avalu Mestamik Viralo. However, if, according to this opinion, if it cooks up again and it's not good for it after it's already been cooked, even if it went down below Yad So lettuce bow, mutala niya samalukha madura, you could put it back next to the fire, even afilu makom shi Yad So lettuce bow, even if it will reheat up to Yad So lettuce bow. The reason why he says samalukha madura is because he wants to avoid the issues of chazara. But again, if you had all the other requirements of chazara and you put it back onto a blech and things like that, that would be okay too. Vayin bebach, the bach, check out, shapasaki paskin kisvara rishona. The Ein Chiluk Bazeh, there's no difference between Mitztamik V'Ralo, Mitztamik V'Yafalo, V'Chein Mashman Beragra, so too by Beragra. And again, we pointed out yesterday that we paskin that as long as it doesn't go down to room temperature, you're allowed to go ahead and reheat it. That's how the Ramah paskins. So as long as it still retains some heat, you can go ahead and you can reheat it. If it goes down fully to room temperature, so we're going to see in the Ramah coming up, then even we hold halacha maisa yesh bishul achar bishul belach, and as the Bach and the Gra say here, there's no difference between mitztamik v'ralo and mitztamik v'yafalo. And now the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'im lo nisvashal kol tzarcho v'afilu nisvashal kamachal ben rusoi. What happens if you have a situation where the actual food in the chont, the meat or the potatoes, the solids, not the liquid, wasn't fully cooked, even if it was cooked up to machal ben rusoi, which is the amount a person has to cook on Shabbos in order to be chayiv for cooking. So let's say you have something that's already at that point where you'd be chayiv if you cooked it up to that point, but it has not reached the level of fully cooked. Shayich bo bishul is still going to be bishul. Afilu boder oseach, even if the pot and the chont is piping hot. So let's say you take off the chont, or you take off the cover of the chont, and guess what, Rabbeinu Knobel? The meat is not fully cooked. It's 99% cooked. And then you put the cover back on, or you move it closer to the flame, or you return it to the flame, you fulfilled all the requirements of Chazara, but guess what? You were just over Bishul Minat Torah. As we'll see, now look at the Mishnah Brura, Kemachal Ben Drusoy, V'huadin Yoyser, and this is even more, even if it's 99% cooked, Ad Sheyigare Bishul, until it's fully cooked, which is defined by when most people consider it fully cooked, Shayich Bo Bishul Minat Torah, there's still going to be Bishul Minat Torah, so you better be very sure before you take a cover off a chum pot, because if you have a piece of potato in there, it's not fully cooked, or a piece of meat that's not fully cooked, you cannot put the cover back on. Afilu Bo'idu Reseach, Sifkot Mechav Zayin, even if you say, oh, you have a non-Jew there, you're going to go ahead and you tell him, listen, I took off the cover to the chum pot, it's not fully cooked, can you go ahead and put it back on, or you hint him to put it back on? Not going to work, because it's still Bishul Minat Torah. But now he comes to a very big yisoid. And we mentioned this yisoid earlier in our introduction to the halachas of Maisa Shabbos. Let's say you go ahead and you put, this could be like deadly. You went ahead, you're in charge of the kitchen, and you went ahead and you took off the chon pot cover when it wasn't fully cooked, and then you put the cover back on, or you moved it closer to the flame, and it wasn't fully cooked, so there was bishul minat Torah. L'chora, the chon's also to eat on Shabbos, because we paskin that if you do melacha d'oraisa on Shabbos, even b'shoigeg, no one can eat it till after Shabbos. So what do? She says, in this case, you're okay. Why are you okay? The yesh smoch ala poskim, because you could be somech on the poskim, shesovrim, the kevan chnes bashel, kemachal ben rusai. Here you could rely on the poskim, but the b'dieved, that say that once it is already cooked, machal ben rusai, shuv ein b'zem yishuv bishul. There's no more bishul. As we pointed out, we paskin that there's bishul ben haTorah, but there is a sheet of the Rashba holds that once it's machal ben rusai, there is no bishul ben haTorah. And the principle is that a food or a malacha is only to usher to benefit from after the malacha was done on Shabbos, if there's no machlokas as to whether or not that act was usher. If there's a machlokas, then since the isser of eating the food, in this case, after it was cooked, is only an isser derabbanan, so since it's a suffolk whether or not there was malacha here, so suffolk derabbanan lekula, and therefore you'd be able to eat the cholent on Shabbos. Whew! Close call, but you get to eat the cholent. V'hani mili sheyeshbo, we're back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'hani mili sheyeshbo bishul achar bishul, b'tafshil sheyeshbo marak. When do we say this bishul achar bishul? We say this bishul achar bishul when there is liquid, when there is soup, when there's liquid in the chont, or if you have a soup. That's when we say this bishul achar bishul. Aval dovar shenizvashel kvar, v'hu yavesh, this is the famous principle. But something that has already been cooked and it is a solid, like meat, potatoes, mutter lishroso b'chamin b'shabbos. You'd be able to go ahead and have it, put it in a place that is yatzo lettuce bo, and cook up after it's cooled down. Now, you're all asking yourself, can you really do that? Can you take a cold potato and plop it into your chon pot? So you can't do it back on the fire because that's going to be an issa derabanan. But when it's off the fire, so there's no issue of chazara, there's no derabanan of chazara, and yeah, you'd be able to go ahead and reheat your potato in your chon pot off the stove because ein bishul achar bishul be yavesh by solid foods. Let's look at the Mishneh Berurah here. V'hani mili, sivkan chavches, v'hani mili, rotsa lomar, havdi amran, dimidistani shayach bishul b'chol gavna. This means to say, that's what we said, that if it cools down, there's going to be bishul. That's specifically when there is chavtes, if cut and chavtes, marak. That's when there is soup. The bedaber lach came sha'azil chamimuso, v'nitzdanein batel mimeno she'im bishul arishon. Because when you have a liquid, since the heat left, and it went, according to the Shulchan Aruch, went under yatzah lettuce bo, batel mimeno, the original bishul, is no longer there, and therefore you're going to be chayiv when you reheat the marak. Batel mimeno she'im bishul arishon. The original bishul went bye-bye. It returned to its original state. Sifkat an lamed aval davar, but something that is fully cooked and it is yavesh, hainu binisvashel kol tarcho. Obviously, we're talking about where it was fully cooked. If we just finished saying that if it's not fully cooked, there's going to be more bishul. Sifkat an lamed aleph, shenisvashel kvar. It was already cooked and it's yavesh. Dafka shenisvashel, specifically if it was cooked. Aval monisvashel el anishra me'er shavas. Okay, but if it wasn't cooked, but rather it was soaked on Erev Shabbos in a kli rishon shehayad so lettuce bo, in a kli rishon there was yad so lettuce bo, also lishroso b'chamen, it's going to be also to go ahead and re-soak it in hot water shehayad so lettuce bo, yad so lettuce bo b'shabbos. The afagav de ein kanto sefes bishul, even though there's not going to be any additional bishul, mikomako kozman shalon is vashel mamish, here, as long as it's not cooked, fully cooked, in a real cooking scenario, ela haya b'kli rishon, but it was just soaking in a piping hot kli rishon, Nisotev bo ktsas bishul is going to be added a little bit of bishul kishamanicho pam sheinis b'cham. When you put it back into that kli rishon, what he's saying is as follows. Let's say you have some food that was never on the flame, never really cooked up. So you put it, let's say you put your potato or whatever it is in the chont pot off the flame. So it was soaking in there. And then you took it out. And then you want to put it back into the same pot. So you're not really putting it into any more greater flame. But the point is, even though it was in that pot from before Shabbos, it never really fully cooked. So now when you put it back in, you're putting it back into a kli rishon, right? A kli rishon that's yad to lettuce bo, and then you're adding some cooking to it. The yesh makilim bedavar, that are those that are makil in this situation. But dasa pri megadim says that makilim mari bedavar shadacho v'tivo kal ligamer bishul af a kli rishon shusam. She says the makilim are only makil if the nature of that item would have gotten fully cooked in the Kli Rishon before Shabbos. Let's say, for example, you put let's say tea bags, right? You put tea bags in a piping hot cup that was on the flame, or a piping hot pot that was on the flame. So it's a Kli Rishon. And you put the tea bags in there. So that's something that's very, very easily cooked. So if you went ahead and you took that out, you could put it back in, right? Even after it cools off, because it was fully cooked in that Kli Rishon before Shabbos. But something that's not derech is to, like a potato. It's not going to fully cook in a Kli Rishon without any fire under it. For sure it's going to be awesome to put it back into the Kli Rishon. Anyway, it's better to be machmir, unless something is really cooked on the flame before Shabbos, not to go ahead and put it back into a Kli Rishon. This is all in terms of re-cooking something in a Kli Rishon. But to go ahead and put it into a Kli Sheni, even if it's Yad Tzeletesbo, Yesh Lahakil B'chol Gavna, you can be Mekel no matter what, once something was already, okay, placed in a Kli Rishon. Kevan Sheb Erev Shabbos, Nishre B'chamin Shayad Tzeletesbo. Since on Erev Shabbos, it was already soaking in a Kli Rishon that was Yad Tzeletesbo. Sif katan lamed beis v'hu yavesh, if it was already cooked and it was yavesh, rotzaloma sheheriku hamarak mimenu. Hu yavesh, what this means is you took out the liquid, right? You drained the liquid, and all you got now is the chunk meat. Or you drained the chicken soup, and all you got is the chicken. So in that case, you would be able to go ahead and re-soak it afterwards, even in a kli rishon, mutal shroso, afilu b'kli rishon, even in a kli rishon, roseach, even if it's a kli rishon, meaning the pot that was the chunk pot that was on the flame, and it's still hot. You can put it back in, okay? You can go ahead and put it back into your chunk pot because you want it to dissolve more there or become softer and liquidy. There's no bishul achar bishul. But obviously you can't put it into a kli rishon that's on the esh, not because of bishul. Because of bishul is no problem. It's already fully cooked to meat. But you can't put it back in because that's what's called chazara. Unless you have the requirements of chazara, which you don't, you'd never be able to put that piece of meat back into the actual chon pot itself. It has to go onto a blech, it has to go on, right, etc., etc. And you have to have all the requirements of odo biyado, taito lach zero, and all the other requirements as well. We now move on to shulchan aruch. What happens if you have a solid food that was not cooked from before Shabbos? Ein shomer no sober chamin Shabbos. You can't put that into chamin, into a kli rishon on Shabbos, even if it's off the flame. Aval medichin oisai bechamin b'Shabbos. But you can go ahead and you can rinse it off with chamin on Shabbos. So what does this all mean? This is not so simple. Let's see. Sif katan lamed dalet. You're not allowed to be shorin oso bechamin. Shayata lettuce bums. You can't take something that was raw, that was not cooked, or something that was not fully cooked, as we saw, and go ahead and put it in a kli rishon, even if it's not ala esh. Bafilim lo yanichu sham achi yanimoa. Even if you don't put it there until it gets soft and cooked up. Bafilu be kli sheni, and even in a kli sheni, it's going to be usur to go ahead and put it in if it wasn't cooked. And this is based on the principle that we talked about before, the mechzei kemevashal. Yesterday's introduction, we talked about that even though kli sheni is not mevashal, minatora, there is what's called mechzei kemevashal. It looks like, and now Saba's here for the yomi, it looks like bishul. When you cook it, if you go ahead and you put something, it's Yad Tzeletesbo lettuce bow. You have a cliche that's Yad Tzeletesbo. It looks exactly like a clean rishon that's Yad Tzeletesbo. Let's say I go ahead and pour from one pot into another pot, and it's Yad Tzeletesbo. Looks the same. So therefore, with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to go ahead and put something that's raw in a cliche if it's Yad Tzeletesbo, even though in a Torah there's no bishul. We also pointed out, and we discuss this soon, that if we're dealing with things that are easily cooked, so things that are easily cooked can cook even in a cliche, and there would be bishul mina. It would be bishul min haTorah, right? Below dami l'tavlin b'siftes. So now he goes on. He says, "This is not the same as what we're going to see in siftes tavlin. Not our spices, but the spices in those days. Below also ela b'kli rishon. Only was also in a kli rishon. The tavlin asuyin l'matay kakadera below mechzei kevashal. Because tavlin there in those days, their spices, believe it or not, were not easily cooked. So therefore, there was no issue d'oraisa of cooking up the tavlin." And also didn't look like bishul because tavlin was only put in to spice up the dish, and therefore there was no derabbanan. So tavlin had no, there was no issue ever putting their spices in a kli sheni because number one, it was not viewed as something that was easily cooked, and number two, it was not messing with vashal. That does not bode well for us though in terms of a tea bag. You say, oh, a tea bag, that's like basically like spices, right? Why can't a tea bag go into a kli sheni? Because number one, our spices, and this is the most fundamental one, if it's raw tea, those are easily cooked. And if you have a kli sheni that's yad saletus bo, even if you say that there's no mechzeikim avashel because it's like tavlin and it's only there to be lamatik as akadera, it's only there to go ahead and give flavor, so you maybe you'll get out of the rabbanon, but you ain't going to get out of the raisa of things that are easily cooked. And as we pointed out in yesterday's introduction, we are machmir that only foods that we know for sure are not kalei habishel, not easily cooked, and number two, are not part of the gzeira of mechzeikim avashel, can be put in a kli sheni. So what are the things? You don't have the old day spices. The things are, the main thing is that water. Water could be put into a kli sheni, and there's no issue, that's not viewed as a kalei habishel. You could use an uncooked water, you could put it into a kli sheni, because it's not kalei habishel, and it's not mechzeikim avashel. We'll see later on, shemen is an example also. Now, what does it mean, aval medichin oisei b'chamin b'shabbos? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan lamed, hey, saba, medichin oso, v'haynu shem ara alav mikli sheni. What all this means is, and don't fake yourself out, it's hard to read this. Does he mean you can pour from a kli rishon onto raw foods on Shabbos? Or does he mean you can pour from a kli sheni onto raw foods on Shabbos? So here he says, beferish, v'haynu shema'ara alav mikli sheni. He's pouring on it from a kli sheni that's yad saletus bo. The mikli rishon, we said this in our introduction yesterday also, from a kli rishon, asur la'aros alav. From a kli rishon, you're not allowed to pour on it. The erui kli rishon, umivashel kedei klipa, because we hold, we paskin, that irui, pouring from a kli rishon, is different than a kli sheni. Pouring from kli rishon is mivashel. So if you take a chonk pot, okay, and you pour it onto something, or you take your tea kettle, and you pour it onto any non-cooked item, that is bishul min atayra. That is also min atayra. So water, for example, if you want to pour water into your coffee, you can't go ahead and pour the coffee from the coffee pot that's on the... So you'll say it's in the urn. That's the kli rishon. So you press the urn and it's pouring out. That's iri kli rishon. You can't go ahead and put that into a cup of water where the water is there already, because that is going to be mevashel the water. You have to pick the water and pour it into the cold water and pour it into the coffee or to the hot water that was already in the kli sheni. That's what's called irui kli rishon. If you pour from the kli rishon, it is mevashel. Now, it's not mevashel fully. It's mevashel kedei klipa. It's mevashel the outer surface. Now, for Hilchos Shabbos, it doesn't really make a difference though, because it's still going to be aser. But this has ramifications when it comes to things like yoredeya and bishul by basa b'chalav and trade food and things like that. Since it's only mevashel kedei klipa, you might be able to peel off the top and eat what's below in terms of Hilchos Yoredeya and Trefus and things like that. But for us, it's going to be us. Who cares whether or not it's Mevashal Kedei Klipa or it's Mevashal totally. Okay, again, there's a difference in terms of whether you're Chayiv Chattas, because you might not have the shear of Grogeris. In order to be Chayiv Chattas and to be Chayiv Skila, you have to be Mevashal a certain shear. But for us, we're not talking about the Chayiv Chattas, we're talking about Bishul min HaTorah, Chatzi Shir is Aser min HaTorah. So again, Irui is Kli Rishon, Mevashel Kedei Klipa, Kamosha Kasa, like we'll see coming up in Sif Yud. V'hu Adin, Deshari La'arais, Mekli Sheni, Al Gave Dabar Lach Tzonein. You'd even be able to pour it onto something liquid that is cold. Zahavile Ka'adacha Ba'alma, because all it is rinsing. It's the equivalent of rinsing, and that's okay. All right? Again, that's a tricky line in the Shulchan Aruch, because rinsing, you might have thought, meant rinsing from the difference between rinsing and soaking is rinsing from a kli rishon as opposed to soaking it in a kli rishon. So obviously what he's saying is, no, this is talking about rinsing and pouring from the kli sheni. The truth of the matter is, this is all based on Mishnayos and Gemara, and there are shitas that actually hold that it's okay to pour from a kli rishon in the rishonim. We just happen to paskin not like those rishonim. We paskin that pouring from a kli rishon is aser min haTorah, as Bishul min haTorah, kedei klipa. Then he says, chutz min ha-meliach ha-yashan, except for a meliach ha-yashan. What is a meliach ha-yashan? So meliach ha-yashan is there's a certain type of salted food, okay, that they used to salt, umin ha-dag, and a certain type of fish, shenikra kulya ha-ispanim. So these salty foods, okay, and it's fish called kulyas ha-ispanim, since those are very easily cooked, so even rinsing from a kli sheni is going to be aser. She'enam srichim bishul ella ma'at. All it requires is a little shtickle, bishel, and it will be a problem. Badachasan he gemar malacha, and the rinsing of it, the pouring the liquid on it, since these fish that are called kulias haispan and cook very easily, so even from pouring from the klisheni is going to be considered the bishel for these items. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Lamed Vav. We're going to do two more Mishnah Brura's here, and then we is done for this particular Yomi day. Here we go, Sifkat and Lamed Vav, Chutz min hamaliach hayoshan, Dag maluach shel shana she'avra. What is maliach hayoshan? Maliach hayoshan is a salted fish from the previous year. It's not the dag, the kulias ha'isvanin, but it's a different type of salty fish. The kulias banin who shein dag she'ochlin oso machlas milcha. And what is kulias banin? It's the name of a fish that, based on its saltiness, can be eaten machmas milcha al yedei hadacha. Because of its saltiness, it can be eaten only after you first rinse it in the hot water. Valkein afilu hadacha namilo. And therefore, even hadacha, rinsing from the klisheni, from the yad to lettuce by water, is going to be asur shizehu gemar melachta, and that is the finishing up of its cooking. V'havi bishul is going to be bishul. V'isa b'gemara dim hedicha b'chamin chayev chatas. And the Gemara says that if you go ahead and you do this with hot water on Shabbos, you're actually going to be chayev chatas. V'nei kam achron kasu. D'teva shel elu advarim she'en yichon la'ochol kol zman shalohu dach b'chamin. Okay, the Achronim write, the nature of these things that you can't eat as long as it was not rinsed with or like poured on with hot water from even a klisheni. So therefore, al kein adacha shel chashiva bishul. That's why the adacha is going to be bishul. The mashavela ochel, because it's making it into an ochel. V'adin shar davar maluach, other types of salty items. Kayotze b'zeh she'en yachol le'echol klal b'li adacha, because you can't eat it at all without going ahead and rinsing it with water. Aval dvarim she'yachol le'echol al yedei adachas mayim soinenin. But he says, what if you'd be able to eat it if you just rinsed it with cold water? Then iser ladichan b'chamin b'klisheni. Then it's not going to be usher to go ahead and pour hot water on it from a klisheni. Ulefize dag maluach shebim kaimenu. Here he is. What's the name of the dag maluach in our place called? Yeah. Shenikra herring. Shenikra herring. And we have the herring meister here. Unbelievable. Siyata Shemaya. Rabbi Kenobel, the original herring meister of since you can go ahead and you can eat these types of fish just by rinsing it with cold water, and sometimes even without rinsing it, so then you'd be able to go ahead and pour hot water from a klisheni on it. You still should be careful not to go ahead ever and pour on these types of fish from hot water from klisheni. The kain kasa of the same for shulchan atse shitim aindim uvachaye adam, and in the chaye adam the kain nachal lidog lemaisa. Therefore, don't go pouring from your piping hot klisheni onto your raw herring. Vayein ber halacha, and check out zeber halacha. Sifkat and lamed zayin v'hadachasan is the gemar malacha rotzulomar b'chamin. When is you going to be chaye for bishul in the gemar malacha? As we said, if you're pouring from hot water, even if it's from a klisheni, aval b'tzoneng mutter l'hadicho v'afle shos of cold water, nothing to do with Shabbos. You can go ahead and you can soak it and you can rinse it. V'afilu b'davar shal yedei shriya b'tzoneng naser roi l'achil. Even if the soaking or the rinsing of the dag maliach will now make it edible, so making something edible is not the definition of bishul. Definition of bishul is making something edible via a fire heated, element. Okay, shekol davar she'ein bo ochel mutter lasos ochel b'Shabbos. Was something that's not ochel, you could make it ochel on Shabbos. Kibo shekasuv b'simen shin chav dalid ad kan v'lo yoiser. It's been amazing having you guys here, and the reason why I am stalling here is because I can't turn it off right now.